Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, good afternoon, Chuck Barnwell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. And now we're going to tilt the camera more centered. So, you know, those of you who've been listening to us for a while will remember, because this goes back years, when Chuck branded the crabby old white guys group, right? I mean, it was people of somebody.
I think it was grumpy. It was crabby.
Crabby
old white men.
Crabby old white guys. White guys. And you know, we used it a lot, particularly when we were talking at KNUS, and everybody wanted to be a member.
Yeah, we had a little postcard. We were thinking about it anyway.
Yeah. And then we said, you know, you didn't really have to be white. You didn't have to be a man, but you did have indeed to be crabby.
Yeah.
So I couldn't join. But anyway.
I'm not sure that had been determined yet.
At any rate, the Democrats, I realized over the weekend, and I saw this in a headline,
stole it from me.
Have stolen Chuck's brand. The Democrats have now become the grumpy old white people brand.
Yeah.
It's like, and now we're the cheerful ones.
Yeah.
The cheerful people.
I'm terribly cheerful.
If you paid any attention to the No Kings protest, which hopefully you didn't, because we did so you wouldn't have to, that's all it was a bunch of grumpy old white people who were complaining.
Well, I like your phrase. Somebody can't. The Q-tips.
Oh, well, you'll play that in a second. That's okay. Right. Q-tips with the white heads, right? I mean, it was with the protests, you know, when they're going back and forth. There's there's pictures that Channel 9 is posting from the state capitol. It doesn't. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who like climbed to the very tip top of the state capitol and took that picture. I'm not sure. And it showed all these people. And there's so much AI stuff anymore. It's hard to tell. To say, I think they were stupid. I mean, from what I could see, you'd have a few thousand people, most of them paid protesters. So you had a combination of paid protesters.
They're younger.
Yeah, who were you, the younger ones, right, with the piercings and stuff like that.
The Q-tips were your boomer.
The grumpy old white people. Well, they weren't necessarily, they were mostly white. The grumpy old white people.
All white.
Limousine liberals, if you want to call them that. They were the other group.
They're not that rich. They're more.
They live in the suburbs, I guess.
Well, they're on a fixed income, though.
Right. Well, yeah, because they're and they were doing was whining and complaining, doing bad cheers. There was Mike Benz was posting video of the crowd really didn't know what to do. I mean, they were paid, but they didn't come with instructions. So they were handing out instructions of what they were, because no one was clear on what are we protesting. Because some of the people like
protesting too,
right? Some of the people like, well, we don't like Hamas, do we? And they're like, we love Hamas, we love Hamas and the Palestinians. And they're like, but Trump is a king, and it's like, this is not a king, really.
No, we hate kings.
Kings. Well, then they put out a memo saying they didn't want to be mean to kings in Europe. So I think they call them tyrants, which is whatever. No tyrants. I mean, it was just.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. But, you know, here in America, we've always liked royalty because we've never had it. You know, we always love Prince Charles and then King Charles and Diana. And we just love royalty. And the English themselves are a little more ambivalent about it. But we always have and always. Thought that kings were kind of fun and all that. Not that they weren't vicious killers and all that, but they were fun.
Yeah.
We were all pleasant King Stanislaw. Just Kings is a good one.
And so the no
irky.
Kings. Well, enough.
It's just not working. And no one thinks that Barron's taking over after Trump. They argue that Trump won't leave. And they do that, but nobody thinks it's hereditary monarchy.
Yeah, this is from Leo. When are we going to have a no dumb shits day? Well, the Democrats could never have that.
Yeah.
That could never be their protest. But so it was just bizarre to look at this stuff. So you had At first they were saying they're going to be 20,000 people in
Four
debt.
billion.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, well, there were a few thousand, and then
Small towns, big towns, no towns.
the police said they arrested 12 people in the secondary protests. I'm not
Doing
sure.
what? What were they
I'm
doing
not even sure.
to get arrested?
I'm
I
not
mean,
even
they, you
sure.
know, they were just how hard did you have to try to get
I think
arrested?
if you're George Soros, well, and it's already been pretty thoroughly documented, and actually they're investigating this now, that some of these groups with Antifa and all of that they're funded by these left-wing, very progressive, radical billionaires who live in
Dubai.
Dubai, basically, or India or China, places like that, and to destabilize the American government and the people of America, and non-governmental organizations, NGOs. That's what somebody called said they should have called it NGO Day.
NGOs used to have so every ooh, NGO,
Yeah,
NGO,
now,
civil society.
so we
Ooh,
all know.
now NGO.
So these are not, so the protests and the people who went to them were a combination of the paid protesters who were the only
And
young
old
people
white
there.
people who have nothing better to
That's
do.
right. And even this is a report from NBC in Boston. They were forced to acknowledge that. So Thomas, if we could please play the grumpy old people soundbite.
Older crowd. There's not a lot of folks, and granted, it's a big crowd here. I'm not good at estimating, but it's definitely over 2,000, maybe close to 3,000. We can't see everyone, but it's an older crowd. A lot of white hair you see out there, Q-tips, as we used to call them in the business. And they're out protesting, and not a lot of young people.
Yeah, it's like, and they're protesting. No, they didn't say what they were protesting.
Okay.
I never heard that expression, Q-tips, before, referring to old people. But they thought they were. I mean, somebody else had written a column, and then I admit I stole the phrase from them. The grumpy old, they call them elderly, but I'm just like grumpy, grumpy old white people. And again, they stole your brand. And so,
It's not fair.
but it talks about how flipped it is. Well, anymore, Obama was hope and change, right? Well, now the Republicans are hopeful. The Republicans are changing things. The Republicans are cheerful. The Democrats are increasingly grumpy. They're not sure what they're protesting. They're going to be
The
20,000.
biggest grumpy guy is Robert De Niro. We don't have this tape, but he goes everywhere, and every other word is the F word,
Right.
and then he just screams about Trump,
Well,
and then he can't understand why
and
anybody
George
has 7 degrees.
Conway, Kellyanne Conway,
George Conway,
he's
yeah.
making a living. So he was wearing an Antifa shirt, which
Yeah.
is interesting because now Trump has designated them a terrorist organization. And he was trying to get the crowd to chant, "Hey, hey, ho, ho! How many children has Trump starved today?" It's like, what? And the
Not
crowd,
all that catchy.
no, wasn't
Hey,
that catchy?
ho.
It's like.
How many people, how many children have been
It's like,
starved today?
what is, I mean, it just made that up. It's like, how many cats? Well, I mean, the Democrats are the ones who actually behead cats, but I mean, it was unclear what they were protesting. The whole thing
When did that
was just.
start? Sometime in the middle 60s, early 60s, the chants. When did Democrats become the chanting machine? They've been doing it a long time.
Well,
A long, you don't see chanting ones. I mean, USA, USA, but the Republicans don't have chanting ones, but they're always
because it's
chanting.
stupid.
Hey, hey, ho, ho,
Oh,
how many children have Trump
Trump starved
starved today?
today. That doesn't even rhyme.
Just doesn't, I don't know, doesn't get you going.
Even if you're a grumpy old white person there, you're like,
That's not that good. Is that a Paul McCartney line?
well,
Not sure.
it's well, and not only that, but it's like I don't even think that many people are accusing Trump. I mean, he's a fascist and stuff like that, they say,
Right.
but I don't think a lot of people are accusing him of starving children. I mean, I'm
Well,
not even
yeah, in
sure.
Gaza, sure there. Oh,
Oh, well, all
absolutely.
right. Well, but then
Wait,
that gets
come
me
on,
to
honey.
Palestinian.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I mean, it was
No
just.
American flags. The
Yeah.
word went out, and you could see all these people who wanted to bring out their anarchist flag or their socialist flag or Palestinian flag or gay flag. What about the gay flag? And they went, nope, you got to do American flags. And so American flag makers made a huge killing this week because all these people took their American flags, waved them, of course,
Well, they
threw them.
forced him to because they
Well,
didn't.
I know, and then they threw them away because they don't really believe that. So you can probably pick up some pretty cheese from your liberal neighbors.
That's right. Well, and you go to, I mean, I still have a couple of people in our neighborhood that have the, although I'm gonna, that have the We Stand With Ukraine thing in their front yard. Although I do notice that most of, they have both moved kind of back behind the bushes. So it's kind
Well,
of
what was that
like,
one where you
it's because
say?
we were in COVID, right? And so, I mean, that's a long time ago. We Stand With Ukraine. It's like, oh, that's why I become kind
Wasn't
of
the one that had a
muddled.
whole list of Democrat things that they were
Yeah, and then that they're down to, they're down to, we stand with Ukraine, and it's behind a bush. And I imagine just for sort of, I don't know what, moral reasons, they didn't want to like put it in the garage, but
No,
they realize that it looks
the
kind
plants may
of,
want to look at it.
doesn't look stupid anymore, right? It's like we stand with
Good
Ukraine.
for you.
It's like whatever, I guess we do or not.
Well, we love
Well,
Ukraine.
I mean, we can
We always
stand
have
with
loved
Ukraine,
Ukraine. I mean,
but
you know.
we don't want to send them Tomahawk missiles. I mean, that's a thing. But anyway, so I think the whole thing, and you got to wonder if they'll do it next year. It's from Charlene. Hey, my Neil Young looks like you've got filters turned on, looking younger. That's a chance. See, that's like George Conway's. It's hard to get into the rhythm. But I think that it underlines, I mean, the whole No Kings thing, number one, was completely overblown. They didn't, and the media is just so complicit, right? The media, if it had been Republicans, they would have said they predicted 20,000 and they got like 1,000. They would have certainly counted the people. Here in Boston, they had 2,000-3,000. And again, when you consider most of them are imported and paid, and I think the whole protest thing has been exposed when they show the vans pulling up at various protests and they're unloading the same placards that have been made by,
From old age homes.
well, yeah, no,
Hey,
probably from some Democrat operative company.
our hospice sucks, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they don't really, they're vague about what they're protesting, just as the Democrats are, right? They don't really have a platform. We hate Trump. And that lasts a little while, but it's hard to keep
Couple
rolling out that.
decades, but.
Yeah, a couple of decades. Well, then people, I think the White House, when they were asking Trump beforehand about it, the White House response was like, who cares? Right? And then somebody asked Trump on the plane about it, and he had a perfect answer. Again, Thomas, if we could please play the Trump soundbite.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective. And the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
Mr. President, besides San Francisco.
By the way, I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
Which is true. I mean, you might call Trump a number of things, but you can't deny that the guy's hardworking, right? And I
But
mean,
who said kings can't be hardworking?
well, I think in general, the point of a king is to not be
No,
hardworking.
there are all kinds of kings. Lazy king,
Crazy
working
kings.
kings. You never know.
Yeah. But, again, it was a protest that I think is the epitome of everything. And hopefully they keep it up, right? Hopefully they keep just doing this. Because if you're a young
It's not
person,
easy. They've been planning this for a couple of weeks or a month,
they bought all the signs, they
all
paid all the
the
stuff,
signs.
they had the website. I
They
mean,
had to go to the old age homes and get the old people into buses and.
there's nothing organic about it, and people see through that anymore, right? And then you combine that with the fact that it's not clear what they're protesting,
Just.
not to them even. It's not
Yeah.
clear.
What are you
And
talking?
I guess they're just
We
protesting.
don't like Trump.
Okay, we don't like Trump. It's like we got that, I think the good thing is where Trump, you heard that where he said we're looking into this, where Trump said that he's talking about the funding coming from it from Soros and all that. If they can unravel some of that web, the shell game that they have, right? Because what happens is they collect money, then they form an NGO, then they get money from the government, then they use some of that money to reelect more Democrats who give them more money from the government so they can elect more
Well, in
Democrats.
Colorado, when I was talking to a well-known Democrat operative, I said, where do you get all the money? And Republicans, if you're running for, let's say, you decide to run for state house and so forth, well, the amount of money that the party will send you is zippo. And anybody else will say, you have no money. Well, whatever you put in, and maybe you can get a neighbor to give you $10. But your opponent on the other side, the Democrat, have a minimum of 15,000. I mean, a minimum of 15,000, and usually it's the same unions, the same firefighters and other ones that sound nice.
Yeah.
But as a practical matter,
Speakers.
where did all the money come in for everything in Colorado? Where you guys, everything, Republicans have nothing. So, well, the 1630 fund, apparently that's a big one. I haven't really tracked that
Is
down. I
that a
think
dark
it's,
money fund?
well, it's they're all dark money. Annabella Partners, Annabella.
Arabella.
Arabella, I'm sorry, Annabelle.
Annabella is the former wife of the Broncos owner.
Oh, well, they named it after her.
Yeah. The Arabella.
Arabella. And then you got, Pat Stryker still gives tons of money, apparently. She just just loves giving Democrats money, and so that's good. So they got, and they get ACT blue and everything else. So they just swim in money while Republicans are just
Well, we talked about that a
starving.
little bit, and then we'll get back to the protest and wrap it up. But on last Wednesday, they're talking about Phil Weiser is outraising Michael Bennett. He has about, I think, like, I want to say 3 million or something like that. Bennett has like 2 million.
One of the leading candidates we had on the program, Scott Bottom, said, maybe 100,000, which means it's probably short of a hundred
Well, I
thousand.
know the Colorado Sun said, now this is, there might be more, right? They have the latest reporting period, I don't think has come
Well, that's
to
our
mind.
money on hand.
Right. And this was, yeah, but it was like, well, that's how much Weiser and Bennett both had in the millions. The closest
Millions.
on hand, the closest was Barb Kirkmeyer,
Yeah,
who
good
had
point.
like 180,000.
Yeah.
Then you drop down to, I think Greg Lopez had like 8,000. Scott Bottoms and those guys had like 4,000. So you talk about the money difference, right?
Little bit.
And here's the thing. If for whatever reason some Republican were to like sort of look like they might actually threaten the Democrat, the
It's a
millions more,
big,
but
yeah.
yeah, the way more money would come pouring in, but but they
They
still
may.
give us more
I'm your
money.
children,
That's
as
Trump's
Trump's gonna
star
have it
today.
today. We're not gonna get over that. I'll be late tonight. I mean, hey.
Well, that's George Con. I mean, and you look at all the people who were making, like John Bolton, Jim Comey. I mean, all these people where Trump is going after them
Hey,
and more. Yeah, really.
which jail are you gonna
So
go?
I felt bad. I don't feel bad, actually. I think it's just ridiculous. And that's the thing. I don't think they're in their elite little world that they realize how ridiculous they look. Like when Nancy Pelosi put on the Kwanzaa scarf or whatever and the note, remember in the Capitol?
I will say, that one where she told the woman to shut up, those sunglasses look good on her, didn't they? Really, honestly.
Didn't say
They
anything.
really look good on her. I don't know what the make was, but she's 84 years old, but she looked pretty good in those sunglasses.
Well, and
You ought to look where she
well, and
bangs, man.
she's yeah, really, she's taking shut up. I mean, lessons from the Trump people because and we're kind of rambling today, but this I thought was
I'm
funny
rambling.
too. So,
Hey, hello.
yeah, Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, apparently the Huffington Post, which is not a real, I mean, it's a real outlet. It's a real social media outlet, but it doesn't even pretend to be. It's a very left wing.
Kind of like Times Reporter or something.
Yeah, it's like the Times Reporter, right? It's solely made up and funded to push Democrat causes and attack conservative causes. Basically, that's the whole point of it. And so the Huffington Post reporter apparently keeps texting Carolyn Leavitt these bogus, very biased
Why
questions,
are you going
right?
to meet in
And
Budapest?
Budapest. So the reporter goes through this sort of tortured explanation of a rambling thing about like.
The Russians and
Clearly, why
Budapest.
Budapest? So, and she's like, why? Who suggested the reporter did? Who suggested that you meet in Budapest? And Carolyn Leavitt and Stephen Miller both texted back, your mom. And then the reporter got all pissed off. And Carolyn Leavitt's like, okay, fine. I'm going to release this whole series of exchanges that show just how biased and how awful you are, right? And
Somebody
so.
named SV Date.
Yeah, and so you don't want to mess with Carolyn Leavitt, but there again, they're just calling BS when they see it, just like Trump, right? There would have been a time where they would have felt the Republicans, and still, if you ever get Lindsey Graham and any of those guys back in power, they'll go back to doing the same thing, where they'll be like,
Oh, Lindsey
whoa.
Graham is in power.
No, but I mean, if he becomes, if once Trump is gone, I think all the rhinos who are pretending to support Trump right now
That'll
will
go
quit.
away.
Yeah, that'll go away, and then they'll go back to kind of.
Being rhinos.
Yeah, being rhinos and catering to the media because they all want the same thing, which is a giant uniparty establishment globalist enterprise controlling all of us.
Giving money to all of us.
Yeah, giving money to all of them. So anyway, the No Kings thing, we'll see if they do it next year. I would say
I
that,
don't think so.
yeah.
They're going to have to come on something. I mean, what was the last good one they had? I mean, I certainly remember when Trump got elected and all the pussy hats and
They
so
had
forth. That was
riots.
very good. That
You know,
was
well,
very
I
good.
mean, they had riots in.
Well, and yeah, in Portland, they're always having riots. And
Right.
the Ninth Circuit said that Trump could send
Yeah.
troops to Portland. So the poor federal judge who said he couldn't is very
Which
upset.
means that he probably came to Chicago and he probably came to every
Well,
place
that's
else.
only the Ninth Circuit, so it's good for the Ninth Circuit.
Right. And yeah,
That's a big area,
there's no.
California and everything else.
Well, and speaking of courts, you want to, so let's talk about the latest in the Colorado grassroots lawsuit again.
9 o'clock tomorrow. Big time. Big time. The scheduling conference for Cody LeBlanc et al., including
Including
yourself,
me.
versus Britta Horn and the Colorado Republican Party. trying to force Britta to respect the votes at the meeting.
So the state central committee meeting last month, the Republican Party Central Committee, which is made up of some 400 people, voted by a significant margin to certify the previous significant margin vote to opt out of the open primary. Britta Horne, and at the same time, they voted to fire Britta Horne's personal attorney, Steve
It
Klendo.
was already billed him had, and this was months ago, so it's probably doubled, but he was owed over 100,000. He'd
He
already
was
paid
bankrupted the
14. Yeah,
party.
bankrupted the party with his, and he'd bankrupted, not bankrupted, but he'd gotten six figures from Routt County last time Britta was at doing wacky things when she was the treasurer up there. So Cody, one of the things Cody filed was a motion to disqualify Brenda from representing the party,
Slender.
Clenda,
You're saying you can't represent both Britta, who's a party to the, who's, you know, who's a defendant, and the party. I mean, you can't
and
do both.
moreover, you've been fired by the State Central Committee, and so then Clenda, on behalf of the party, not Britta, he's refusing to file an answer on behalf of Britta, who's also sued in her capacity as chair, has filed this whole thing with a said what happened at the meeting. And trapped and attached what he said it was the minutes of the meeting. And it was all bogus. They just made up things in it, saying, well, it's not sure about on the motion to disqualify
Explain it. So
Brenda.
part of Cody's filing is claiming that the state central committee clearly voted to fire Klenda, and that the whole thing was videotaped, and that all you have to do, and he like queued it right up for the judge to hear, to the part where the vote is taken. It's clear it was the voice vote, so it was clear that the ayes, fire Klenda, had it. And Britta says into the microphone, "Okay, it passes."
Motion passes.
Motion passes, right?
But she said in her filing that obviously was totally prepared, a declaration was prepared by Clenda, and she probably doesn't even know a word in it, that it was unclear, she didn't know, it was so tumultuous, and therefore it didn't pass, or it was indeterminate, didn't pass. So Cody attached the actual videotape of it, where she speaks in the microphone and says, motion passes. So it's a little embarrassing, right? You just filed official minutes saying,
Well, it was a
not
sworn
nothing.
affidavit. It was more than the
Sworn,
minutes. It was
yeah,
a
no, a
sworn
sworn
affidavit.
affidavit saying that's what happened. And then you have the actual videotape where she says it passes. And so they filed a supplemental
Today.
today to the declaration without asking court permission, supplemental, in which she says, I didn't recall, and I don't recall ever saying motion passes. But if I did say such a thing, and I deny I ever did, I just or don't recall it. But if I did, then what I really said was a question to the parliamentarian
About something else.
about no,
Oh.
about whether it was the intonation. She was kind of going, it passes. But she really said, if the meeting hadn't been interrupted, I would have said, after saying it passes, motion fails. And you kind
Which
of
of course never
go, what?
happened.
You would have said, undoubtedly, I would have said motion fails because, and then we would have had maybe a voice vote, but it wouldn't have done. So, I mean, it's just kind of go, I mean, it is the greatest and most wonderful of lawyerdom that Clenda's doing because she didn't prepare these minutes, she obviously legal
Well,
documents.
explain.
But it's, the old thing about lawyers saying, when somebody sues you for your dog biting them and cause nobody's saying, one, I don't own a dog. I just don't own a dog. But if I did own a dog, that dog would never bite anybody if I did own a dog.
Exactly. So
So
it's
she said, oh, I didn't say it passes. But if I did say it passes, it was really more of a kind of a in the air, it passes. And I would have followed God by, no, it doesn't pass, it fails.
So to kind of clarify, because we talked about this in the show a couple weeks ago when we had Cody on, Britta, and we said it right at the time, she clearly lied in her first sworn affidavit. Now, that's a sworn affidavit that's attached to a legal
motion. Under penalty
of
perjury.
It's as if you stood in court.
I swear, I don't recall.
Right. I mean, it's a sworn affidavit. It's not like I kind of think this is what happened or this is my theory about what happened. That's your sworn affidavit.
Well, so, you can have a sworn affidavit saying, I think. And she did, saying, I think this is what maybe it could have.
Well, and so what she said in the first go round, before they realized that Cody had the videotape that he was going to
give
to the judge.
They claimed they knew he had it. You weren't catching us. We knew you had it. And we know that I didn't say it passes. And okay, it did say it passes. That was said in a quizzical tone. And moreover, that would have been followed up if all this commotion it fails.
But the truth is, the reality is that they didn't realize Cody was going to do that.
No.
Well, they should have, but they didn't. And so then she filed an affidavit saying that none of this happened, that the vote failed, and that the vote actually wasn't complete, but it, like you said, if it had been complete, it would have failed. And then
this is another great one.
Let me just finish.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So then what happens is Cody submits his response to that. Cody, by the way, he needs to be
Beth pro se penis.
He and Ashley to be lawyers, saying, okay, well, Judge, here's the videotape and cued right up to here. You can clearly hear her say this, right? So clearly her lawyer listens to that and goes, oh crap, you can hear her say that. So they got to come up with an excuse. So she files an amended one that basically says, okay, I lied in my first affidavit, but here's why. And you shouldn't count that. And as Chuck said, now she's saying, I'm pretty sure I don't recall saying that, even though it's on the tape.
No, I didn't recall, and I don't. I still don't recall this. This didn't refresh my memory. I just don't recall saying that. But if I did say such a thing.
And kind of the underneath.
And then this was part two, which maybe even, but part two is one of the things in response to the motion to disqualify. Glenda. So they did not bring up the argument you could make, which is no, under our bylaws and organization, the CRC doesn't get to determine who the legal counsel is and isn't. That's left to or assigned to the
chair.
To the chair. So, but they didn't make that argument, right?
No.
Then it occurred to them, hey, that's a good argument. So they put it in her declaration. Now, she's not supposed to be making legal arguments in the declaration about the meeting. But since they forgot it and they didn't want to have to put it in a supplemental amended motion or response, they put it in her declaration saying, I would never have allowed him to do it because they can't, because it kind of, so she's just making legal arguments in what's supposed to be a declaration.
Here's the thing. I mean, Britta, I know you don't listen to our show, but given...
I'm sure Britta does.
Given the
She's probably, you know, three sheets to the wind up in the floor right now listening to her. Oh, yeah.
All right, given the bad hearing... Given the bad lawyering that Glenda is doing here, we are doing you a favor by saying he's fired. Do you know what I mean? You should be thinking of getting rid of this guy too. I mean, and Cody is making better legal. So here's
your Cody is a
yeah.
You can't per se as a pro se, but you know, you could consult maybe.
Yeah, it's like we're doing you a favor, and there are a couple of things I want to get at about all of this. One, Britta could make a lot of the whole Glenda thing for which he's billing the party, tens of thousands of dollars for every motion. She could make that go away by simply getting another lawyer. She could get Scott Gessler. She could get there any number of Rhino lawyers floating around out there that she could get who would be happy. The question is,
they
why?
They wouldn't be happy because she
Well, they
money.
Wouldn't be happy. Well, the question is.
They wouldn't mind representing him if she had lots of money. And even, you know, most lawyers got a lot of money.
To me, though,
no, I've got no money. And I owe $100,000 to my old attorney. And how would you like to pay? Well, what do you got for a retainer? Retainer, spainer. Hey, ho.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got today? No retainers go away.
So that's the thing that the Republican Party, I think, has got to be. Well, one, you got to just wonder what's going on. What, who knows what about what, that for whatever reason, Britta refuses to get rid of Glenda when it seems like that would be such a clear, easy, simple. Let me finish. So let me finish. And I think the other reason, so there's some, I think there's something there that we don't know. And then the other reason, though, is as you said, he's already bankrupt the party. She is not bringing in any money. So he's kind of in for a penny, in for a pound, as they say. He's like, no one else will probably take it because there isn't any money. And he's done such a job of mucking it up. And so if you're Britta, you're kind of stuck
There's
there.
a great article in Rhino Watch which called him a folie à deux, which means, two fools. And it's a confirmed psychological condition where two people just start getting each other round and around and around. And, they said, hey, why don't we go across the street and kill somebody? All right, that's it. So it's called a folie à deux. And those two are at it. I mean, the two of them are just wrecking the entire Republican Party. Brenda, because she can't think of what to
Britta.
do, Britta, and Glenda, because he hopes to make a huge fortune out of this.
Which he's already realized he's not going
Well, he's already
to.
realizing that doesn't look good. I mean, take whatever money you have and buy lottery
So
tickets.
what will happen, and we'll talk about this. Hopefully we'll have Cody on Wednesday. A number of things could happen. Just as a legal reporter observing something,
Are you a legal reporter?
this is I was a legal reporter.
Oh, okay.
The fact that the judge Cody, let me back up. Cody filing a pro se motion would be pretty easy for the judge to just say no. You
Right.
can't do that. That would not be at all, frankly, unusual or particularly unexpected. The fact that the judge has let this keep going on, I find is interesting. Now, the judge is setting a status conference where
Nine
typically
o'clock tomorrow.
9 o'clock tomorrow, where typically in a status conference. It's like a calendar setting, right? The judge
Yes,
is
very
like,
soon.
you need your motions filed by here. I want this
When are
filed
you
by
going
then.
to discovery
Right.
and
When you get, it's sort of just just putting
It's a
everybody,
house cleaning, really.
yeah,
That's
everybody
it.
gets their day timers out, so to speak,
Yeah, good point. Good
their,
point.
their eye calendars, and
Yeah.
then they kind of get everything down. That what will be interesting, because the judge, as you said, is like, the judge could do a number of things tomorrow. He could just go ahead and do that. Now, if he does, that's a really good sign, because clearly he's willing to, he's thinking, well, there might be something here, or at least is willing to hear the grassroots side out. He could say, as you said, a lot of times judges will give you an indication of where they're going.
Well, they may, and this is not good for you. They kind
Right.
of
This would
go,
be bad.
Mr. Bonney, I have the opposing's motion to dismiss, and it seems well reasoned and well researched, and I've read your response. And at this point, I'm certainly inclined. This is not a decision because we don't do that at status conferences, but I'm inclined to really seriously consider it. Do you have any additional thoughts or arguments you might have? To your position, in which case you're dead. You
Yeah,
are
that's
dead. It
bad because
doesn't matter
she would have
what you
brought him up by
say.
now.
It doesn't matter what you
Yeah.
say. Hey, oh, how many people are going to kill today? I mean, you're dead. You're dead. There's nothing you can say at this point because you've already argued on the other side, and he's just kind of, ostensibly being fair, but he's ratting you. He's totally ratting you.
Well,
So tomorrow, he could certainly indicate, Mr. Clinton, this motion for disqualification seems to have some decent
or
punch to it.
could say, Mr. Glenda, your client seems to have
You
like,
appear to be lying to us, Mr.
yeah,
Clinton.
and judges don't like that, right?
We don't like it when you lie to us, Mr. Clinton.
Judges don't like it when you say one thing, then you find a videotape exists, and then you try to file an
And
amended.
then you say, I don't recall, and I still don't recall, but if I did recall, then this is what I would recall. I mean, that judge could be going, you got to be kidding me, Glenda.
Right.
Are you really filing these affidavits on behalf of your declaration, on behalf of your
So we'll
client?
see.
Does your client know what you're doing to her?
And keep in mind, from the 30,000 foot view, this is still the grassroots have the majority of the people in the Colorado Republican Party
Yes,
right now.
yes.
Not a giant majority, but they do have the majority.
55,
And
64.
this is the Uniparty establishment and Charlene, your globalist elites who are trying to control the party through
For
Britta.
whatever persons.
Right, yeah, but they're trying to control the party, and that is the crux of the battle. So, but there's good news. Even if tomorrow, so that's great news for grassroots if the judge allows this to continue going on.
Right.
But even if the judge doesn't, the grassroots people, we're not giving up. We have filed a petition Or are going to file a petition if they haven't yet, ask, you know, I think they filed it, asking to have a special meeting. And we've got the required signatures on the petition to have a special meeting where, number one, we would vote the state central committee to basically furlough all of the people that Britta was hiring with her $2.4 million budget that doesn't exist. We would say, hey, you got to suspend. You can't spend any money right now. Yeah. You know, we want to see what you're
see some money.
We want to see what you're doing with the money. And I think there would be also, and somebody, I think it was Charlene was asking about it, sort of a vote of no confidence.
Yeah.
Now, what Britta and Russ Andrews, the secretary, are doing, so they had the petition all filled out, everybody had signed it, blah, blah, blah. Then they said, oh, we forgot to tell you. That's the old form.
Oh,
we're working on a new form.
We require your birth certificate. it can be in Mexico, that's okay, but you need your birth certificate and vaccination schedule, as well as your grade in eighth grade in order to confirm your...
Yeah. And the good news about that is, again, one, you know, we're not giving up, but you gotta, they're not giving up either, but they are scared, right? They are scared. The reason they're filing all of these weird motions about Britta suddenly re-remembering something.
No, she still doesn't recall.
Well, okay, possibly not recalling something, but if she did, is because clearly they see that the judge could very well rule, well, it's pretty obvious to me what they voted, right? And so if she loses the Clenda thing, it's also clear, you know, they keep trying to say, oh, the opt-out failed. No, it did not. It passed, right? And if we have this motion to fire all of her people until she can show us a budget, right?
You can't fire them, just stop paying.
Well, furlough. Yeah, quit paying them, right? Which I would just only say, keep in mind that under the previous administration, frankly, even under KBB's administration, I don't think there were all of these people going around collecting, you know, IRAs and things like this, yeah. Right? It's like, it's a volunteer organization. It's not a corporation. So a lot of interesting things going on. And I think a lot of it speaks a lot to the strength of the grassroots and the fear that the establishment uniparty has of the grassroots, not just, I mean, even in Colorado, where you would think, okay, well, the Republican Party is non-existent. It's still alive and kicking. And we will keep you posted.
I hope the judge will set for hearing the motion to disqualify.
Oh, we can see. Do you want to come on? I turned that over to the COGOP on Friday. When Charlene says, Chuck could write and do stand-up comedy, cracking me up. Hey, Hugo, do you want to come on and explain what the petition said? I mean, I'm calling on you maybe unexpectedly.
Who are
you
calling on?
The CHR chairman.
Okay.
Or am I catching you by surprise there? And you're like, no, I don't want to turn it on. Well, Raymond Garcia, I'm sorry. I always get you. I get you confused. I am so sorry. Raymond Garcia. He is the one who submitted the petition.
Ray.
I know. Do you want to explain it or did I explain it correctly? Hopefully I explained it correctly. Okay. Well, if you want to pop on and unmute yourself, go ahead. But otherwise, that's a petition was submitted. We'll see. I think they're going to once again try to argue.
Does he know to get on if he wants
to
get on?
Yes, he knows how to. Yeah. Okay. They're going to try to argue, oh, that wasn't the right form. And we have all these other requirements and things like that. Which again, if you're Britta, just hold the meeting. Right? Just hold the meeting.
After that last meeting?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, just hold a meeting? You think she's going to get anybody who's willing to go up on stage with her?
Okay. Oh, he says, one sec, I can't talk in this computer. Okay.
Okay.
Just when you get, just start talking when you get on. So, I mean, it says something about how scared they are. And I was reading a really interesting article in Politico, which normally I don't recommend reading Politico, but it was talking about how Trump has upended not only the way sort of like the deep state, but also K Street in Washington. It was saying before, if you were a lobbyist, you would try to pay off Congress people and the Congress people would get bills passed and stuff, right? But now it's like in order to have, even Congress caves into Trump, it's like if you want to have any influence as a lobbyist, you got to get invited to the White House and talk to Trump. And what does Trump do? But anytime you hire somebody like Elisa Monaco or Mary McCord or somebody like that, what does Trump do? But say, I think you should fire her before I'll come talk to you. So, okay, if you guys are on Zoom, here's the petition that he said. And I'll let him explain it when he comes on. But it's basically just saying, yeah, you can't, you know, one, we want to have this meeting. Two, you can't have this whole new set of rules. And she has I think it's by next week. She has to fulfill the bylaws, call a meeting within the allotted time frame.
And of course they won't, which means call a meeting. And since the Republican Party is supposed to, has to pay for the meeting, at least per Ben, Nicholas, we were going to have it at the Broadmoor. Everybody down at the Broadmoor. We can still get a round or two going at the golf course. I mean, there's going to be still a few good days out there.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would have to pay for the meeting, even if we have it. Well, and here's the thing. This is what they did, not very successfully, or tried to do.
Up in Brighton.
Yeah, up in Brighton. Only they didn't really have the required signatures, and they were vague signatures, and it was, their dog signed it, things like that,
Right.
and the court threw it out. So, they're doing everything they can, and once again, while it's frustrating, kudos to people like Cody LeBlanc and Raymond Garcia, who don't give up, and Tim
No,
Leonard,
yeah.
who just keep kind of fighting stuff,
I'll be on.
and all of the people, myself included, who signed the petition.
Also you're a co-plaintiff, so you'll be listening in on the court proceedings and report back to you on Wednesday what the judge says, but it's going to be a
Right.
fascinating hearing. I'm going to try to get on there as
Right.
soon as I can.
Okay, so and here's what then the petitioner said. In accordance with la 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 technical article stuff, right? Oh, okay, he's under the waiting room. We can let him explain it. Thomas, if we could let Raymond Garcia in. And he can, rather than me reading all
Yeah,
this.
reading
You
you is a
can
little
go.
boring.
Yeah. Okay, are you there? Okay, he's joining.
Joining.
They're going, hey, Raymond, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. And thank you for coming on unexpectedly. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Love you guys' show.
Oh, hey, we love you. So explain what you did, explain what they did, and explain what you did back.
So all I've done now, they have done nothing. I simply file. I sent this to the chair and Secretary Andrews, and they have not responded to this. I sent it on Friday afternoon. Admittedly, I tried to put it as late as possible so that they would, have the weekend to peruse it. And I knew they weren't going to be answering it then anyway, but here it is. What is today?
Monday.
Monday, when, toward the end of
41.
business, though.
It's almost the end of business day today, and I haven't heard anything back from them. So
Well, they have 10 days, correct?
yeah, they do. And I'm
And
pretty sure they're just going to ignore it and say that I didn't fill it out in the correct
they'll say
form
they
that
never got
was.
it. They'll say
Well, and explain that. So, I mean, the party's been using
you
forms.
almost have to send a return receipt requested or demanded.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's hard to do. They'd
Sample
even do the
urine
email.
sample, I
Well, I
mean,
guess.
where do they get it? Where'd you send it to? The email address?
Yeah, email address for
But
the
they don't have
chairman.
a place, right? All they've got
Yeah, there's.
is they're supposed to set up all these satellite offices, and the only one got was the Peak Politics. Peak Politics gave them a room over in El Paso County
Yeah, so that was interesting. They went with the Pikes Peak Republicans in name only.
Yes.
Yes,
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah. So
From
what
what I
is it?
understand.
Explain the shenanigans they pulled on the petition.
Well, hold on. But from what I understand is in the Pikes Peak owed a bunch of back rent. So they used the money that Dave Williams left them that we raised for the Colorado GOP. They used that money to pay back the back rent for the Pikes Peak Republicans in name only. So yeah, it's something else the way they're doing it. I can't believe we finally had a chairman worse than KGB.
Yeah.
Or no one. I was going over with somebody who's been a Republican for many, many years, and going over the really shitty Republican chairs, in case you think that. But they're saying Steve Curtis, his fellow officers locked him out of the office. And what was the other one? Ryan Call,
Yeah, well, he
who
was
was
bad.
caught stealing or embezzling from some firm. That was
Yep.
Ryan, right?
Right. Yeah,
And but everybody said, even they had some minimal level of competency. But Britta Horn is maybe, they're saying, we're checking, but in the country, there's probably no party chair in the country as bad as Britta Horn.
and I've said since the beginning, she's nothing but a puppet. All she does is read from statements prepared for her, and then if she's asked a question, she asks whoever's on the stage with her to answer. It's
Right, right,
why do we
right.
have her?
Yes.
Let me ask you what the big thing I think about this is, and I agree with you, they'll probably ignore it and then we'll have to continue to pursue it and have the meeting, like Chuck says, at the Broadmoor, and then they can pay for that. But I read this as they being the uniparty establishment faction, they are running scared. They know that if they had a meeting, they would lose. I mean, that's my interpretation. What do you think?
They are never going to go to another meeting in their life.
Yeah, but let me answer the question.
Were you down there for that meeting, really?
At the SEC, yeah, I brought the breakfast burritos, remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But do you read this as they're running scared too?
Yeah, well, I see it. They don't want to have any kind of, they don't want to answer to the voting populace of the Colorado GOP at all. That's why they had that meeting there. They had it scheduled to be over at noon. They started it off with a bunch of diatribe speeches that are just chastising us. And they had the actual agenda backwards so that they didn't have to hear anything. There were new meeting, new agenda before they hold the old items. So their whole intention was never having to hear this argument in the first place.
Right.
Well, my favorite part of the meeting, there are lots of favorite parts and so forth. My favorite part is when they brought up a minister to spend 10 minutes giving a convocation beginning prayer that was basically a PR move. Unity, we need unity. Jesus Christ said unity is everything. That took up more time than most of the items. It was just, and then bring up Daniel Zerinsky, who I like, and she did a great job, but unfortunately, Britta followed her up and destroyed any goodwill that was built up. But it was, how much time they wasted.
I thought that was really interesting, is we had to listen. We had to sit through 2 hours of them chastising us, and then they gave us 2 minutes and would get us off.
And then they said, no. Well, listen, go ahead.
Yeah, when I went up to tell my part, I had this long thing that I was going to tell. You know, I said about how forgiveness, there are rules to forgiveness. One, you have to be sorry. Two, you have to ask for forgiveness. And three, you have to never do whatever you're asking for forgiveness.
Yeah, promise never do it again. Yeah.
So, and when I was saying this, we had to listen to their crap. Well, then I was going to say that, you know, we didn't ask for your forgiveness because you started this war. We didn't ask for your forgiveness. We don't want your forgiveness. We are sure as hell not sorry. And you can bet your ass we're not going to stop.
No, exactly. Hey, listen, and an excellent note to end. That was perfect. So thank you for what you're doing. And I know you're doing a great job keeping everybody updated on what happens. And please continue to keep us in the loop on that. And thank you. And let us know what else we can do to help.
Yeah, keep your guys' show going. It's awesome.
There we go. All right. Raymond Garcia there, guys. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will have on Wednesday. We'll have the whatever happened, right? Good, bad, or ugly. And we'll see. But as he just said, we're not giving up. So even if the judge rules against us, which I doubt, I don't think there'll be a ruling on.
Let me tell you, you don't know.
Yeah, good point.
That if you're poor Clenda, you know, could go really, it may not, you know, life, you know, but if you're going to sleep tonight, you're going, please, God, don't have a judge.
Have the internet go down.
Yeah, have the internet go down. Okay. But he's a solo practitioner, so he can't send an associate.
Well, I don't think there's not even an in-person meeting. I think it's all online.
It doesn't matter. Online. The judge can yell at you online.
Huh?
It's all online, and I will be there.
All right, we will be there too. All right. Hey, listen, thank you to everybody on Zoom. Thank you to the great guys on BBS. Thank you to Raymond, and we'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Take care. Bye-bye.